Welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth. And we've got another special guest here on Napcast today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Andrew Rivera. I'm a geoscience major and a senior here at Cedarville. And I am a huge geek.
All right, you're perfectly set for this Napcast. You are perfect for the Napcast.
Indeed.
There we go.
And you're also an aspiring voice actor, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Not quite. It's more of like I do it kind of as a side hobby, as it were. But
I think what you mean is he already is a voice actor. He's done a fair amount of projects. He's pulled off a couple good character voices, I'd say.
Yeah,
I try.
All right, could you give us an example from like, oh, let's go Michael Jackson's Thriller. Wasn't there a part in there that you did?
No, but I can do like a monologue from it if that's what you're asking.
That'd be perfect.
Go for it.
This is from Michael Jackson's Thriller. The monologue at the end where Vincent Price says his whole thing.
Right.
So it goes, darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell. Or rot inside a corpse's shell. The foul stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And those who fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
Yeah, that was actually really good. Thank you, Seth.
So,
I've been working on that.
Now, what we always have is an opportunity for every guest on the Napcast is you can ask us basically any question you want about one or either or both of us.
Both. I actually have a question for Seth. Like, after you're done, like, being around here at Cedarville, do you have any, like, aspiring plans for what you plan to do with all of this?
Ooh, a grown-up question.
I would love to move out west and actually pursue voice acting as more of a part-time career, because it's very hard to make it as a full-time job.
Definitely.
But I think I could do it as a part-time career. It would take a lot of work, and I need to gear up before I even think about it, but I think I could do it.
Yeah. Most voice actors, what they usually start out doing is they'll do other stuff, such as either, like, some on-camera work, or they'll do, like, stand-up or, like, singing at clubs or something like that. Would you actually do that?
I've thought about it. I mean, there are a couple of improv places around Dayton that I've considered, and I may have to look into that going forward just to build up my improv chops because they suck.
We should do an improv skit at some point.
Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe that'll be a special episode here in a minute.
All right. Well, for this episode, our game is going to be Would You Rather again.
Dun.
So we each have the Would You Rather thing open. We're going to go in a triangle just with one person asking, and then the other two will have a chance to debate and discuss and pick whichever one they think was that they would go with, you know, whichever one you like better. So
yeah.
I think I'll go ahead and start, and then we'll go with Andrew, and then Seth, and we'll go around for a little while.
That'll work.
All right, so would you rather, for both of you, would you rather win an Oscar or win the Nobel Prize?
Oh, dear.
Wow. Way to come out of the gate with a hard one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
As an actor, I think it would be really, really cool to win the Nobel. I mean, not the Nobel Prize. That would be cool, too, but yeah. I meant the Oscar.
As an actor, I'd love to win the Nobel Prize.
I mean, I could win the Nobel Prize for acting.
Do they have such a thing?
I doubt it. But.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's Nobel.
Isn't that called the Oscar?
Oh. That's the Oscar.
You six of one, half a dozen of the other, you know.
Something like that.
Yeah, I would say as an actor, I think it would be really cool to win the Nobel Prize, but I think it would...
You mean an Oscar?
No.
Oh, I did actually mean
the Nobel Prize that time. It would be cool to win the Nobel Prize. I would rather win an Oscar, though.
I forgot exactly what is it awarded for, because it's a Nobel Peace Prize for doing, like, a big accomplishment.
It's usually, like, a big discovery or big accomplishment or
like
something.
A scientific breakthrough
oftentimes. Yeah, like, it was created for the discovery of dynamite.
Yeah, I remember the story now.
Yeah.
Is a discovery of dynamite. The person that discovered it, apparently his twin brother died.
Something like that.
And
his last name was Nobel, probably.
Yes,
it was.
Alfred Nobel.
Yeah.
So his twin brother died, and basically they thought it was him. So then he got to listen to his own, like, was it
obituary?
And they were just like saying all these things.
Right.
This is the man that like created this device that's able to kill like thousands of people at once.
He was so devastated by his negative image that he went on to create the Nobel Prize so that when he actually did die, he had a much better image.
Yeah, Nobel Peace Prize.
All right, so which one would you guys prefer, an Oscar or a Nobel Prize?
So you said...
I'm sticking with Oscar on this one.
You say Oscar?
Yes.
Andrew, as a geology major...
probably have a higher chance of getting the Nobel Prize than Oscar, but I think it's like both.
Well, you can't pick both. You got to pick
one. No, I'm saying that both are like way out of my reach, but I think I'll do the Nobel Prize.
All right. And the answer is that 66% of people would rather win the Nobel Prize.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're already starting off with a minority opinion.
Well, we were already starting off strong, too. So.
I mean, right. That's about par for the course.
It is. All right. Andrew, it is your turn.
Oh, I got a good one for you guys.
Oh boy.
So would you rather give a speech to the whole nation on like television or a telecast, or would you sleep in a bed of tarantulas?
Well, that one's easy for me. So, Seth, which would you rather do?
What was the second one?
The second one's would you rather sleep in a bed of tarantulas?
Ah. So do you have a fear of public speaking
or fear of spiders?
I don't think there's any way to prepare for sleeping in a bed with a bunch of spiders. So.
Well, you could just do it first and then do it again.
You have to have done it once in order to be able to do it again.
Something like that. You build up to it. You start with one spider.
You start with a tiny little, daddy long legs or whatever it is.
Sure.
You work your way up to a tarantula.
Start with a bunch of black widows. Those are small, right?
Those are more likely to kill you than tarantulas, though.
Well, the question is, how long are you sleeping in a bed?
This is true.
Are you just able to fall asleep with the tarantula?
Have to sleep with tarantulas on your bed.
Yeah, so it doesn't specify. So, I mean, you could fall asleep for like 20 minutes.
Can I have the tarantulas in a jar on my bed? Do they have to be on my bed?
Hey, the question's not specific enough.
I mean, if you're really arachnophobic, you're not going to care either way.
No.
Correct for me, because I definitely do not like spiders. So for me, for sure, I'd rather speak in front of the nation.
I think I would agree. There would be enough things that I could do to prepare for that I would feel much more confident about it. Especially if it was something televised or I was in a studio.
Where you could do like multiple takes rather than live?
Yeah, like a studio rather than like I am presenting this speech in front of 7,000 people who are all right here.
Right. Okay. And the answer is?
Mm-hmm. So, oh dear, those numbers. So 91% of people would speak to the nation and only 9% would actually sleep in a bed of tarantulas.
Wow.
To be fair, I'm not really surprised. One seems way easier than the other.
I think
so it depends
agree.
On the caveats. Like if the tarantulas are in a jar on my bed, I'd not like it, but that wouldn't be hard to do unless I could get out of the jar.
True enough. All right. So I have a question for you guys.
Oh boy.
Would you rather be Harry Potter or Luke Skywalker?
Oh boy. Well, I think I like the theme music from Harry Potter slightly better, but nobody ever hears the theme music in the movie. Like in the story, they don't hear their own theme music. So I can't use that as any logic here. So
they're composed by John Williams.
That's true.
So I like them both, though, is the problem. Would I rather have a wand? Would I rather have a lightsaber? Would I rather have a what's that thing called? The skip ray? The T-65 skip ray? Or T-16?
T-16 Skyhopper.
Skyhopper. Skip Ray was a different. That was what Mara Jade had with Luke Skywalker.
Yep.
Wrong story.
Rabbit trails.
Anyways, so would I rather have a lightsaber, blasters, or would I rather have a magic flying invisible car that crashes in a tree?
And get to live in the wizarding world.
Oh, that's true.
And maybe turn into a cat.
Well, the problem is I'd be a Slytherin if I was in Harry Potter. Which
represent!
Is...
You so, Slytherin. I know what I am already, too.
So I think I would rather, I don't know. Being Harry Potter sounds more fun than being Luke Skywalker at times, though. That's a tough one. I think I might have to go with Harry Potter on that one.
Interesting.
Just because it's a larger school, there'd be more people to meet. You'd have more fun.
True.
There's all the professors and everything. Whereas in Luke Skywalker, you meet Yoda, you meet Obi-Wan, and then it's a bunch of politics. So,
I mean, if you look at it this way, like the entire Star Wars universe is huge. You can go anywhere.
This is
true, which was the argument I made before when we were talking on our own about Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Harry Potter is like a more inclusive school, but I'd also be a Slytherin. Oh man,
Slytherins aren't bad people. They just
in the books they're all bad people.
They just have a bad reputation.
Maybe I'd be a good Slytherin.
Maybe,
or maybe I wouldn't.
Joan Jett could sing an entire song about Slytherins.
Oh man, which one would you go with, Andrew?
I actually, it's a hard one. I probably would go the same route, and only because my dorm would actually be Hufflepuff.
Oh. But Hufflepuffs are cool, though.
So you're really good at finding things.
Apparently.
That's their only defining feature. That's
pretty
not
much.
True. And what is the actual representation?
That is very, very divided. 49% of players said that they would rather be Harry Potter.
Oh, I'm in the minority.
You both are in the minority.
Well, I knew it was going to be close. That one wasn't nearly as clear cut. All right, I have a question for the both of you. Would you rather fight in the Civil War or fight in the Revolutionary War?
Man, those are both two extremely influential periods of American history.
And also, you have a really high chance of dying, too.
This is also true, because there was quite a high casualty rate for both of those wars.
Mainly the Civil War, only because it was, you know, both sides.
Fair.
Yeah.
You guys would rather fight in the Civil War? Or would you rather fight in the Revolutionary War?
I mean,
both of which were rather American, though the Civil War
was
entirely...
that's really hard, because it comes down to ideologies, ultimately. And in both cases, you're going to be fighting against people that you've known for a long time, theoretically. Yeah.
Although, in the Revolutionary War, you're trying to get away from the Britons.
Yeah.
And in the Civil War, you're fighting yourself, except that half of you don't agree on slavery.
Essentially.
Or something like that.
Yeah, that's part of the issue. There's more to it, though.
Yeah, either way, you're fighting your friends and people that you care about. Potentially.
I got my answer, though. Do you want to hear it?
Not sure.
I'm actually, at least talking from like a tactical standpoint, we're probably in the Revolutionary War, because during the Revolution, the American tactics, because we were kind of outnumbered.
The guerrilla tactics?
These guerrilla tactics to kind of get their point across. So it's like, you know, you're actually fighting smart while the British were doing their whole, like, not cavalry charge, but the marching.
Where they all line up and like,
it's
fire!
Like, yeah, exactly. Civil War, though, like, it was charges from both fronts. And, of course, there's just, like, mass slaughter.
Yeah. So Seth, would you agree with that, or are you going to take the
dissenting? I think I would, actually. I'm going to also say Revolutionary War.
All right. And 56% of people would rather fight in the Revolutionary War.
Oh, well, yep. That one's still
divided.
Pretty divided.
And our next question comes to us from Andrew.
All right. What would you rather, have the ability to teleport or to travel time?
Oh, don't make me choose.
I know. Oh, that's difficult.
But which direction in time? Can you only go forwards? Can you only go
backwards?
I have
that superpower right now. I have the ability to travel forward in time at the rate of 1 second per normal second.
That's an amazing superpower.
I know. It's like everybody else has it, too. It's not fair.
What?
It's like I'm the doctor. You get your magic time. Well, your time box.
Teleporting would be nice, too.
Honestly.
It depends. How long does it take to teleport? Is it instantaneous?
There's a lot of linguistics with all this. For instance, like teleport, just like what you can only teleport to like things you can, like an area you can see. Or
like the guy from X-Men, I can only teleport if I can see in there, or if I've been there before, or just teleport anywhere. I don't know. Teleporting is kind of fun.
You know,
I say that from experience.
The more I think about it, I have to go with time travel, because you just can't beat time travel.
I feel like if you time traveled properly, it's the equivalent of teleporting. Like if you time travel backwards a bit, you go off to the other place and then time travel forwards, you've teleported, right?
I mean,
haven't you?
It really...
it's the long way to do it.
Basically, you have. I mean, you have to be careful with causality and all that when you time travel as not to create paradoxes.
Steins Gate. So you watch enough Steins Gate and Back to the Future, know where this is going.
Yeah. To be fair, it's all inclusive. Everything that has happened before has already happened. In theory, unless you want to go with the multiverse theory.
Unless it's a Terminator paradox, where going back to change the past creates the events of the future.
Which causes you to go back.
Which causes you, so you're basically stuck in an infinite loop.
So do we want a paradox, or just travel around from place to place?
I'd probably have the ability to teleport, if I'd be honest, simply because I can get to class faster.
You know, as a college student, I'm going to agree. Let's go teleport.
I'm still sticking with time travel.
All right. Which one of us is the winner? Oh. Or in the popular vote, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's not really a winner.
It's like if it actually loads.
Well, if I win, there is a winner.
Guess what, guys? It is exactly
50-50.
50-50. Wow.
Does it give you the number of votes?
800 to the 0.597 degree versus 790 to the 0.99.
So which one is slightly higher? 50.1 or whatever?
The one that's slightly higher is... ability to teleport.
Yes. So there is a winner. Oh, okay.
Well, there's one more popular than the other, but
it doesn't even really count as more popular.
No,
it's really such a slight margin.
It's like got your standard deviation and everything.
All right. So here's my question for you guys. So this is a little bit different because it's a hypothetical situation.
As opposed to teleporting and time travel.
As opposed to just a question. So you're playing Connect Four against an emotionally unstable man with an explosive temper. Would you rather take him down or let him win?
Against a large man with an emotionally unstable temper?
An emotionally unstable man with an explosive temper.
Oh, where did I get large man?
I don't know.
An emotionally unstable man with an explosive temper. Would I rather beat him at the game?
Or let him win.
Why am I playing Connect Four against him in the first place? That's where the hypothetical comes in, I guess.
We don't like to talk about that.
Oh, okay. We'll just not talk about such things.
It makes him happy when people come to visit him.
Okay. This reminds me of the character from Ender's Game, one of the late, not that first book, but one of the later books, where there's a guy that he always liked to try to laugh, and he would always like push jokes that weren't funny, but he would always laugh really hard at them because he was such a large guy that if he got mad, he would kill people or something like that. So he was always trying to stay on the good side of things, and everyone didn't really realize it until later.
Ooh.
But that's just what that reminded me of. So would I rather play against this guy and beat him, risking total
life and limb.
Total bodily annihilation.
Or would I rather let him win? Well, it's Connect Four, so I think I might just let him win. But my professional pride says, no, I want to beat him. Because I'm good at Connect Four. You know what? I think I could beat him. I'll go with beat him. You know what? I'll risk it.
Ooh, bold words.
Indeed.
Andrew, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that David's going to have a really interesting epitaph on his grave.
I won at Connect Four.
Yeah, it's just a Connect Four board. It says, I won.
So you're going to hedge and let him win?
I'm going to say, yeah, you already predicted it. I'm just going to let him win. It's like, what's the point of actually like risking all this? I got better things to do.
I'm probably in the minority here, I bet.
That one is also very divided, but the popular majority by 2%. Is 51% of players say that they would let him win.
Oh.
Nobody wants to die badly, apparently.
They don't have the physical mental strength. I don't know.
Said you're going to die. You may just lose a limb or something like that.
You might just steal my lunch or something. All right, the next question comes from me. And the question is, would you rather have no tongue or have no teeth?
Oh no.
Both of those are terrible.
It's actually not so bad. I mean, think about it. Your grandmother has dentures and she still gets along.
That's true. It never says anything about not being able to get dentures. Okay, I'm going to go with really not having teeth.
Right. What are you going to go with?
Definitely no teeth, because you don't have a tongue. You're not going to be able to speak at all.
Yeah, no, it's a lot easier to deal without your tongue.
Although,
your
it would be easier to deal with people because you don't have to talk to them.
That is true.
It doesn't really offset all of the
problem
the
is that all of the things that I do or want to do for a living involve talking.
I was gonna say, if you want a voice acting career, then you could probably make like weird noises, like Dee Bradley Baker, do like creatures and stuff like that.
Well, the good news is the popular vote is 63% of people would rather have no teeth.
Yeah.
Why would they say no tongue in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe there's some rationale we haven't thought about.
They're an AVOX. Obscure Hunger Games reference for today.
AVOX. It literally just means no voice.
Yeah.
AVOX.
All right. And the next question, Andrew.
This.
I'm excited already.
Would you rather be albino or would you rather be a ginger?
Would I rather be a normal person with red hair or would I rather be Caliban from Logan? What did I call him? Callahan. That's not right.
Callahan.
But I'd rather be that. I think it'd be cool to be an albino because you have to stay out of the sun, so the temperatures are automatically lower. Sorry, bad jokes with David. being albino would be fun, but I also kind of like red hair. Like, that doesn't look bad. I don't know why people are always against it. There's nothing wrong with red hair. It's actually kind of cool. I'd rather be Ron Weasley. There we go. I'm going to go with being a ginger.
Ron Weasley.
There we go.
We've all seen Harry Potter Puppet Pals, apparently.
That's going to be like 10 or 11 years old
now,
isn't it?
It turned 10 years old in March.
Oh, that's right.
And they released a 10-year re-release of that song because it was 10 years old.
Boom.
So I'm going to go with being Ron Weasley rather than Caliban.
I would have to agree. I would rather be a ginger.
65% said they'd rather be ginger than be albino. The thing is, being ginger, I mean, you have to avoid the sun at least a little bit.
But albino, you actually have to. Although albinos have those cool, like, reddish, sometimes violet eyes, don't you?
Yeah, this is true.
That's kind of cool. Oh, well, I'd still rather be Ron Weasley.
You already chose. You can't take
your answer back. Okay.
All right. So would you rather be able to kill anyone by writing their name in a notebook?
Death Note.
Death Note.
Bet you can't guess what that's a reference to.
Harry Potter? Oh,
or be able to revive the dead with a kiss.
Wait, that's the kiss note.
I think I'd rather revive people than kill people.
Bear in mind, you'd be kissing a lot of corpses.
But they wouldn't be corpses for long.
No, they wouldn't. True,
but it'd still be gross.
To be fair, well, no one says you have to use this power.
It also doesn't say where you have to kiss them.
But here's the problem, though. If you write somebody's, like, with the, if it's not Death Note, if it's just writing someone's name, you can never write anyone's name or you kill them. Whereas, you know, if you accidentally kiss someone who's dead, then they'll come to life. But you don't accidentally do that very often.
In this case, you just can never write names at all. At least with that, the Death Note is actually, you have to write it in the Death Note.
Unless you write names of people who are already dead?
But you don't do that as much in real life from day to day.
This is true.
I think to avoid a lot of accidental usage of power or accidental killing people, I'll go with being able to kiss people to bring them back to life.
You are a very, 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 like, gracious light. Like,
light. Oh, you have no idea.
Actually, I didn't say mine yet.
You didn't actually say yours, not yet.
Oh, no.
I probably picked the same only because, again, if you've seen Death Note, you know how it ends.
There's a great video, like a film theory about Death Note, how many people they actually killed. It was like 600,000 or something. It was ridiculous.
Wow. He wipes like the entire earth clean of like all like criminals.
But the point of the theory was that had he not done that, the criminals themselves might have killed upwards of like 1.7 million or something.
So it actually balanced
itself out. It came out way ahead, according to the theory. I don't remember the details. And the answer is?
The popular vote by an overwhelming majority, 75% of players said that they would rather revive the dead.
There's less accidental power usage that way.
True.
Well, also, it looks like the majority of people are actually, you know, gracious and not trying to kill people.
But they just don't want to come across as bad people online.
That's it. What, it's like, seriously, you're checking the comment section?
We stay away from comment sections on YouTube. They're not good places to hang out.
No, they're really not.
All right, here's a great question for you. Would you rather have a lightsaber or, now bear in mind, this is a good option, so it has to offset having a lightsaber. Would you rather have a lightsaber or have a helper monkey?
I mean,
that's such a difficult choice. What are you
going to
choose?
I'm basically a monkey anyway, so I'm going to go with the lightsaber.
Oh.
You know what?
Especially if I got to build it myself.
But lightsabers, you're by yourself and you have just the lightsaber. Which admittedly is cool. Yeah. Helper monkey, you always have someone to help you.
I'm already a monkey. I can't deal with another monkey.
Well, but like Abu. Think of Abu from Aladdin.
Abu.
You'd have a helper monkey. He could steal gems for you and get you trapped in a cave and wait.
Yeah, you're really making a great case for the monkey here.
Oh, of course. That's what I do.
Thank you, Jack. You're welcome. No, we named the monkey.
We named the monkey Jack.
Andrew, which would you rather have?
I would probably have the monkey, yeah.
Andrew picks the monkey, and Seth picks the lightsaber. And the popular vote is 64% of people would rather have the lightsaber.
Yeah!
I don't know what's wrong with... Actually, lightsabers are pretty sweet weapons, though.
Lightsabers are awesome.
They don't protect you very well against bullets, though, so...
Yeah, well...
There's one downside to the modern
society.
I was
trying to think of a way that you could deflect a bullet with a lightsaber. I think the plasma might be hot enough that you could just disintegrate
it. Problem is, you're not a Jedi, so the chances of you succeeding in doing such a thing...
Well, you'd have to have force-augmented reflexes, but that's another rabbit trail. Let's move on before I jump down it.
wait, come back! Oh. Okay, would you rather be only able to eat at KFC, like, eat only KFC for a month... Or eat only Taco Bell for a month. Okay, I misread that the first time.
Hmm. I think I'm going to go with KFC because I don't like tacos as much. Sacrilegious, I know, but I like chicken better than tacos.
Both of those are fast food joints, though.
You'd probably be dead by the end of that month.
You'd get sick of either one pretty
You'd gain
quickly.
Weight pretty quickly.
That, too.
As long as you always drink a Diet Coke rather than a regular... Wait.
I'm trying to think of it.
That's not how Diet Cola works.
Well, like at KFC, you may get really, really fat, but with Taco Bell, you may stay skinny because it'll all go right through anyway. Oh.
This is true.
I don't know. I'm still probably going to go with KFC because they... I feel like they have more of a buffet option than Taco Bell does.
Sometimes they... It depends on the Taco Bell.
That's true. It also depends on the KFC. Some of them don't really have that much.
You know, I think I'm actually going to go for Taco Bell.
Okay. We are split. You have divided us again.
Let's see.
One of us is less popular for sure. I'm just not sure who.
Probably the guy wearing the baseball cap rather than the leather jacket.
Okay, so... What? It just changed.
Oh no.
It's still changing.
We'll never know.
It's actually fluctuating right now. But right now it stands at KFC's at 56 and Taco Bell's at 44.
Yeah, I'm the winner again. I think we have time for one more question. So Seth, is it your turn, I believe?
It is. All right. Here's for all you sci-fi nuts out there.
Yes.
Would you rather leave Earth forever and live with a race of aliens, or get to meet a race of aliens but have to stay on Earth.
But have to stay on Earth?
Yes.
Ooh.
That's really interesting.
Well, it depends. What kind of aliens do you think we'd be talking about?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. So I'm going to go with the aliens that look like Grand Admiral Thrawn. Because that would be cool.
You'd go and hang out with the Chiss Ascendancy.
Be that one. Like,
or a bunch of Yoda aliens. And you'd forever be the only person able to reach the top shelf.
I mean, for all you know, you could go, like, live with, like, the most beautiful species of aliens of all time.
Ooh, just go live with the elves.
Elves aren't aliens.
Well, there aren't on Earth, sadly. So in a sci-fi universe, there could be a whole planet full of elves.
This is true.
Space elves.
But
who says the aliens are not human? Like, couldn't it just be that all of a sudden we find Corellia off somewhere else? I can go live with the humans there.
Interesting side note. Ooh. In one of the early Star Wars novels, it was heavily implied that Corellia was Earth.
Oh. That's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All the smugglers from Earth.
It's a really interesting story that didn't go anywhere because that was when the expanded universe really began to take off. But anyways, Andrew, what are you thinking?
Such a difficult question.
He's still conflicted.
I am very conflicted, but here's the thing. You just got to think of like where your life is right now. It's like, do you have anything that like ties you to Earth?
Can I take someone with me?
Yeah. If not, like right now, I may leave Earth.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. If I can take some things and maybe some people with me, I think I would leave Earth. I don't think I could just go there by myself. I probably could, but I wouldn't want to.
Hmm. Wow.
But, you know, what's the division?
You guys are actually in the minority on this one.
Really?
75% of players would rather stay on Earth.
Well, they're just not sci-fi adventurers.
I mean, sci-fi adventure, yeah.
Or they're not us.
You just gotta think in terms of like what is it, Interstellar, where he like leaves Earth and he like sees like his daughter like aging much faster than he is, and he kind of like just like has emotional breakdown because he realizes that he might never
depends.
See her again.
Do you have to leave Earth at sublight speed, or have we figured out how to go faster than the speed of light?
See, here's the thing with these questions: there's always like sub questions you need to ask.
Well, that's how we do things around here.
This is definitely how we do things.
All right, so the way we always wrap this up, Andrew, is that we'll have our guest, if we have one, pick a random key. You know, you can pick just whatever note you want, and then Seth and I are going to harmonize on that key and sing goodbye. So you can pick just whatever key you want. There's 12 to choose from.
So saying just goodbye.
We sing goodbye, so you just pick a key for us.
Pick a note.
So what note?
No.
So he's going to go with an A.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an A3, mm-hmm. just below middle C. So what interval do you think we should do for that?
Let's do a major third.
A major third.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll give you the tonic, and I'll go with the C sharp. Should I do a C to a C sharp modulation?
We could do that. It's been a while since we've done that.
All right.
Goodbye.